My name's Don Fetcher, and I'm the owner and proprietor of Mama Kim's Korean Barbecue.
So what is Korean barbecue, and how did you come to make it?
Korean barbecue started and originated in California with Korean immigration, you know, into this country. And this is certainly an American style of that. It's centered around, you know, marinated meats. We make our own marinade that's famous for us, you know, or particular to us. So centered around, you know, heavily marinated meats. Typically, you know, we center those meats around rice and kimchi and side dishes and banchan, small plates. It's great and it's accessible, and that's the beauty about it. How I came to or across this was, I mean, I've been cooking for, this is my 14th year now. I'm a culinary graduate in Miami, and I've always had an affinity for Asian cuisine. I've done a lot of sushi and Japanese, not so much Chinese or Thai, but, you know, I had a friend who was Korean in college, and he always used to make really great meals, and that was certainly inspiring. And then I saw the truck, and I was in New York City at the time, and I ate there. I was just traveling back from Rhode Island for a weekend, and I ate there, and I said, you know, I want that, and I'm going to be a part of that now. And I packed up my stuff from New York and came back up to Rhode Island and, you know, talked to Mama Kim directly after I ate and said I wanted to come cook for her. And that was pretty much it. I was the only person she ever hired directly. And, yeah, you know, I was something that I always wanted.
So what is your top-selling dish, and why do you think it is?
The most popular, I would say, you know, it's definitely between the beef bulgogi and the chicken gochujang. The beef bulgogi, it's a shaved marinated sirloin, again, in our house Korean pear marinade, and marinated with onions. Typically, we used to do it with mushrooms as well in there, but, you know, we listen to our customers, and so we omit those now. And it just gets grilled up, a little caramelized. It's nice and sweet and savory. The chicken, boneless chicken thighs, we slice it, marinate it again. Then we grill it, and we finish that with gochujang, which is a Korean red pepper paste. So, you know, you culminate that with the sweet and savoriness of the marinade, and you got some spicy and, you know, savoriness in the chicken, and I mean, you've got a winning combination there. You know, it's great.
So, for many of our listeners in the Providence area, people know Mama Kim's as a food truck. Yet we are sitting here in a standalone building in Cranston. What precipitated the move from food truck to brick and mortar?
You know, for the last 4 years, we have been a truck and catering company as well. Why we're sitting in this standalone building in Cranston in the middle of a neighborhood is because, you know, obviously the idea was started in California, where there's a climate and a food truck culture to support it. You know, we try to get out as much as possible, especially when it pertains to the weather and all that stuff. But, I mean, this is the pragmatic and, I guess, logical approach to what we're doing.
So what are the biggest differences between running out of a food truck and running out of this restaurant?
You know, essentially what we did here is we transferred the model. The model was the truck, and we built that and the menu and sustained it and made it consistent enough to transfer it into a brick and mortar, and that's part of the larger experiment. It's not very big, you know, about 24 seats here, and, you know, and if this goes well, then we'll continue to expand on this from the food truck to a small place to maybe our own standalone place, you know, on a busy street that is built to suit, you know, from scratch.
So now you have a truck and a standalone restaurant.
And catering.
And catering. What is the most exciting thing about this moment for you?
I don't mean to be too philosophical, you know, I don't, but this is the birth, life, and death and rebirth of it all, you know. Our truck is giving birth to our standalone, and, you know, the truck's dies, it's not dead, it's still here, you know. So it's never a problem for me to fail or succeed, you know. They're one and the same. So, you know, to take the risk that, or to not take the risk, you know, that's the question, you know. And this is totally worth it to me. Whether I fail or succeed at it, it's something that I've always wanted, especially the food truck. Like, beyond it being specifically Mama Kim's is awesome. That's an added bonus.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, Don.
No problem. Pleasure's all mine.